The magnetics are, you said just the other day, the magnetics are shifting in the South Atlantic, covering one fifth of the Earth. And then you said the Iron Shield protects the 33rd parallel. So is that why the 33rd parallel is so important, because it protects from this magnetic shift?
Yes. Of course.
Wow. Maybe Bob will continue that. So yeah.
And it's going to get bigger. And it's going to get bigger. And all we're trying, we're herding cats.
Yeah.
You know what herding cats are like? It's very hard.
Absolutely. Do it all the
time. They're so damn aggravating, and they try to make things about making things, and it's insidious. But you know how that goes.
Right. Awesome.
And to think about it, you just throw it in there and bam, 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 we're good to go.
That's right.
Now, this is like that, except we're not just going to do it here, honey. We're going to do it in all three kingdoms. We separated those kingdoms from day two. And now on day three, waking up to day three coming up, we're going to put those kingdoms back together. What's going to be bound on earth is going to be bound in heaven. Got to get this right now. We got to get this right, because what's going to happen is you got to start getting ready. You got to start packing. Got to start packing. You know it takes you forever to pack somewhere.
No, I know.
We got to start getting it. We got to get it together. So you got everything you want in the reticule. Good. Yeah. That was fun.
Thank you. Wonderful.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. It's going to be good. Bob's going to be so mad when you pass him. Ooh, he's going to be so upset.
Oh, will you, Bob?
Passes you.
When I pass. I don't know. Did he hear that? I'll mute.
Oh,
okay,
I said,
Bob's
come on.
Taking over.
That ain't going to happen.
Thank you. Thank you, Ian. Thank you.
You're welcome, darling.
I said that ain't going to happen.
We know. Yeah. We said, but if it did, you'd be so cross if it were to happen. You'd be very cross.
It'd be more work for Carolyn. She'd have to do more and do everything. Fix it. Mow the lawn, Carolyn. Mow the lawn.
Go chop that bougainvillea. It's taking over the place. It's everywhere.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go to med school, so we got Carolyn to go. She did it all, and she knows everything in medicine, and I can ignore most of it because I'm so healthy.
Yeah. Yeah, you were too busy chasing David Worcester and Byrne and his little vagabond self.
Sharon Parker, Carol, was it? Sharon Parker, Jim Hewitt, Paul Seibel, Al Walker. That's the core.
Nelson Thal.
No, John Martin. John Martin. Okay, here we go. Susanna just sent me, Susanna Valenzuela, an opinion by George Will, and he says, there's no such thing as rock bottom for Trump. Assume the worst is yet to come, and the headline says, we got to get rid of him. What is wrong with George Will? Does he represent some old Clinton establishment that's being threatened by Pizzagate revelations or something?
No, but listen to the words. What's wrong with those words? There's no bottom for Donald Trump. Okay, there's not. It could get the worst is yet to come, and he's still going to be president. He's still going to be viceroy, and he's still winning in the worst of days of the worst of days, and he's still doing great.
Okay. Greg got a little depressed. Greg Sanders got a little depressed at the news.
Greg Gutfeld. Yeah.
Okay, so that doesn't really apply, but I'll just say Greg Gutfeld got depressed by the news. That is an effect of the tech body that he's not aware of, correct?
Your words aren't sound. He's very aware of the tech body. He's completely aware of the tech body, okay? What he wasn't prepared for is the tech body to become so powerful that it could shut down his very medium or the monicum in which he plays. What they don't know, Bob, is that for 2.3 seconds we'll shut that moneymaker down. I mean, gone.
You did or will or you're shedding? What did you just say?
We may. He got depressed because he just realized the thing that he's sucking could blow him off the map.
You mean his job on Fox News to talk
yeah.
to tech body if you shut down Fox porn, Fox News? Is that what you're saying?
Fox News in a second. Yep. Shut it down. It's gone.
Okay, so
yeah.
he's aware of the tech body. What does he image it, or how would he describe it to his son?
He would call it a dastardly zeitgeist that he would poke at and make fun of. Him and that big monster giant person that sits up there talking crazy shit and Mr.
You mean the black basketball player guy?
Yeah, he's a wrestler. He's a wrestler.
Yeah.
And so they have fun. They're talking nonsense, and that's fine, but that he realizes now that the tech body could take nonsense to a point and make him be the nonsense. So the depression, early onset depression, comes from the realization that he's no better than Nancy Pelosi.
Why did he think he was better?
Because he was above it all, and he knows what's up, and he knows how he's part of the five, and he sees beyond it, and he's looking for a world where everybody makes money, and they all revere him because he had the right aptitude to bring them to greater heights, the echelons that those yellow dog Democrats could ever, never apply.
Okay, so then what shocked him? The fact that he can't be in the studio and he's on the Zoom? Is that what you're talking about?
No. He sees now with the when they started looting, tearing up the stores, he knew Trump well enough to know, like, oh, my God, he's going to call martial law. He's going to call. He can take the we laughingly call it, it's the reverse emoluments clause.
Yeah.
That's why we call it in reverse. Where he calls martial law, and he calls, all the other presidents have used it, where he takes the military to take over an area, a city, a state, a county, an issue, a problem, and solves it on a federal level. Well, they normally would not have jurisdiction to do that, but Trump does. And he has that alone. He doesn't have to ask Congress.
Why does he have that alone?
Because that's the executive branch that calls that.
Well, General Mattis doesn't understand that.
General Mattis is a fool. He's fired. He's a bitter loser.
Yeah. So he's trying to make it a constitutional issue.
And that is a constitutional issue. And the issue is that the executive branch has the ability to invoke that law.
And many people know that?
Everybody knows that. That's why everybody talks about this one. It's certainly his prerogative, but we don't think it's necessary right now. Okay, that's your opinion. Well, it's not so bad right now. Okay, that's your opinion. And it's not really that bad right now, but when they were looting and destroying Fifth Avenue, the Fifth Avenue that everyone knows, and literally ripping New York City and all the other liberal, yellow, dog, Democrat places. That's the only place you're having any problems. Sanctuary cities. We've said this since Itch. Remember, we've been talking about this all along, and now it's happening only in those areas. And he realizes that if he calls martial law, all the other liberties are also gone. See, when the military decides when you go into bed, you don't have the right to say when you're going to bed. That's they go to bed. You got to go to bed or they shoot you in the face or put you in the who's cow.
What, Gray, you're saying Gray's upset? He never imagined there'd be martial law?
He was concerned that when they went to looting that he would have no choice, President Trump, would have no choice but to invoke martial law. And you don't just un-martial law. It's at a whole other... See, that's a whole other wheel of flying. Once you go into lockdown, you're not going to come back and go run everybody. You're not going to go back and come out of lockdown and go to the beach and then come back. See, once you go into lockdown, you're in lockdown. That's it. There's no going back.
Why didn't Trump bring in martial law?
Because it really wasn't that serious. He realized that it's just the Democrats making it look bad, so he would have a more challenging time to becoming viceroy or securing his constitutional convention.
So Mattis is not secretly working with Trump to bring up the issue of the Constitution to have a convention. He's not.
There's singers and standards, Bob. Sure, but Mattis.
What's that
so
mean?
Stupid.
There's singers and standards. There's standards.
There's degrees. There's all. Yes. There's all, he could be doing it and not even knowing he's doing it. Mattis could be sincerely doing it and not even know it. He's helping Trump.
Oh, okay. But is he helping get a Constitutional Convention going by bringing up the word Constitution?
It does. No, not by bringing up the Constitution, by challenging the executive branch's parlayed place of power.
Yeah, and Trump would like that.
He'd love it. Complain. Yeah. Oh, he'll bitch and complain. And who the fuck do you think you are, you bitter little old man? You weren't even a good general. You was just a good parliamentarian. You might need to go run for office somewhere. Go be somebody's little usher. Go be somebody's usher in a church somewhere, because you certainly ain't no general material. You a politician is what you are. And now you trying to be a politician in this realm? You better sit down and put your mouth shut. What you better do. So that's Trump. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Trump's giggling because he's like, yes, 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 yes. We got him. Come on, come on. Yeah, I'm kind of mad about that too. I don't like having all this power. We need to change that. You know what? It's just not right, me having all this power. I can do any goddamn thing I want to. Did you know that? It's terrible what this country's created. They've created a world where I can come in here and just be the butt fucker and just do whatever I want to do. Let's have a constitutional convention and straighten this shit out. That's what we need to do. Yeah.
All right, see, good now.
And you see how ridiculous that is? You could see
that's Bob on Fox News. That's Bob in the White House. That's what I would do.
Yeah. That's right. This is ridiculous. Anybody let me run the country, you've got to lost your mind. Why would you let me run this? You know, every time I'm running something bad like this, here is going to happen. Just see. And meanwhile, he's laughing himself all the way down. He takes the Bible. Never read a page of it in his living life. He takes a King James version of the Bible, blows smoke, not tear gas, blows little firecrackers, not rubber bullets, cleaned out the park, walked across the damn street from the north side of the White House, stood in front of the church that the Negroes burnt. They burnt that. Or set it on fire, it didn't burn down. And he went back and said, you're not going to burn the churches. I don't care what you are. And don't care how many rocks you drop off and have pay for causing this ridiculous stuff. It's all a setup, Bob. And he sees it for what it is. So he's like, okay, if it's a setup, I'm going to take the King James Version of the Bible, and I'm going to go to the church, stand in front of it, and I'm going to hold that Bible up in there and say, by God, this God we serve is going to stand stronger than you. We'll shut you down if we need to. And so then they decided that they didn't want the military to take over everything, but the military stayed in New York City. So if they got loud again, he could shut it down, because they knew he could, and they knew he certainly would. He would.
So the rumors in Drudge Land are the wealthy are getting pissed off. Trump's not keeping control. They're getting infringed upon, and they're going to vote against him. Let's take the owners of Macy's and all the different stores on Fifth Avenue. What did the owners think of what was happening? Do they blame Trump?
Let me tell you about Federated department stores. They're filing for bankruptcy. They hadn't sold a thing in months. They hadn't sold anything. They hadn't even paid for that shit that got stole. And now they're going to want an insurance company to pay for the catastrophic loss, whatever, for the stuff that they hadn't even paid for.
So they would want the house burned down.
Sure. Burn that motherfucker. Give me that insurance check.
So did the rich people who own these stores call up Cuomo and don't send in the military or the guards or the police so we can get our stores deprived because we've got no sales lately?
They never acknowledged that it was ever even a problem. They never acknowledged it was a problem. Who cares? Whatever. Okay.
But they haven't been selling for a couple of months because of the virus. They haven't been selling anything.
Right. They've been they were closed when they were blocked and when they were attacked. Didn't know what was in the damn store and to start with what was in there to sell.
So are they mad at Trump?
It's pretty empty anyway.
They're not mad at Trump.
No. Shit, no. Because he's the one coming back and saying, now y'all better slow down now. If you think this Antifa, that's how he says it, says Antifa. He said this Antifa, which is anti-fascist, so the fascists are attacking the anti-fascists, which are the fascists. Wait, we lost it now. There's no Antifa. It don't exist. No such a thing. And it's the anti-fascist, but the fascist, isn't that the communist? Or is that, how does that, which one was Mussolini? Mussolini was one of them, wasn't he? Was he a fascist or an anti-fascist?
He ended up being a fascist.
Oh, okay. He wasn't sure. See, now that's like at the whorehouse. Sometimes they don't know what they are. You know, it's pitching and catching. You decide sort of as you go. So the anti-fascist that wasn't necessarily fascist, that it was kind of like, take your knee off my neck. Take your knee off my neck. That's what the Politburo is saying is their problem. The black man today is take your knee off my neck. Because I can't breathe. You see? That's what's being pronounced. But that has nothing to do with the Antifa and the rioting and all that foolishness. All that is staged on purpose, supposed to make give everybody a row. But instead what's happening is Trump is using it to absolutely apply his knee to their neck. And so it's
great.
And it cured the coronavirus. It cured the coronavirus. Ain't nobody got that no more. Look at that.
Yeah, it's been asked about that. Is George Soros paying these schematic design?
George Soros ain't got no money. He's out.
Okay, who's organizing the Antifa or Tifa? Who's doing that? You said stage. Who's the director of the staging?
Let's see. Rhymes with Heck.
Tech body?
Beck. Tech body? No. Did you say that? Ooh, Bob's telling tales. Carolyn, Bob's telling tales. He's talking shit. He said that tech body was putting them rocks in McKesson totes and setting them on the side of the road. Ooh, wouldn't that be awful if that was the case?
Are there people in the tech body? There's a bunch of teams.
Yeah,
humans.
And it's not teams. It's just people, deluded people. People would do anything.
Well, why do you say it's a tech body?
Read,
how's the tech body?
Because they'll read math.
What is the mechanics of a tech body doing it? This virtual something.
Check this out. Somebody tells Matt Drudge something, and Matt Drudge goes and looks up something, and then some words is wrote down somewhere of something that Matt Drudge looks at. Then Matt Drudge takes an opinion about something that somebody wrote about. Something that somebody else thought that somebody else saw or thought they saw or may have saw because something reported to it that way. And then Matt Drudge gets a hold of it and says, see here, this is what's happening. The rich people are tired of Trump. We're going to he'll resign by the end of the day. He's done. He's going to go ahead and give it to Pence. And Pence is weak as water. So we're going to go ahead and put Nancy Pelosi. We're going to have her a new face fitted. We're going to get her a new face so she can be in the Oval Office and she'll finish out the last 100 days. That's tech body, Bob.
Well, what's organizing
Thompson?
What you just said?
Thompson.
Some kind of ethereal intelligence?
Thompson. Do you ever read William Merlin
Thompson?
Ill, Bob?
Not the name. He doesn't even post anymore. So
I mean, Thompson, what Thompson stood for, the Thompson Quadrant. It's the Thompson Quadrant.
Well, that's a meme.
That's what this is.
Well, that's the Android meme, as I understand it, not the tech body.
But you said on the show last Saturday that the Android meme is a construct that had fallen away. It doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, so you're
explaining. You said it's only the tech body.
I agree. You're explaining the tech body in terms of the old obsolete Android meme. So I'm asking you to talk with the tech body.
Okay. So you're gonna you haven't finished your tiny note chart. Why do we have to complete your quadrant?
Because what you're talking about is that part is complete.
Oh,
you may not understand it. So what is the tech body? We're trying to figure out what the electricity was or reincarnation. So here's another object which are unobservable. Only relationships between objects are observable. So talk about the tech body as a series of relationships, not an object.
The hearts of men are driven by information and or disinformation, driven by the fears and the subjugated quandaries that are the essence of the heat-oppressed brain.
You're saying people's thoughts are driving things?
No, what they think they thought is driving things.
And
Greg Gutfeld had an emotional response to what he saw or thought he saw or what they said or what he thought he heard them say or what he thought they heard them say that they said, that they reported that said that New York is gone. It's over. It's done. It's over. We can't do it anymore. It's the end of the world. No more interstate commerce. It's over. Force majeure. Bob was right. Lockdown Bob rule. And now we're all going to have to really have big FEMA cramps now. I didn't believe it. But killed poor Reverend Ivan Stang, so what couldn't you do?
But he's almost dead, Stang?
He's not feeling good.
Okay, so you're saying that the tech party is in the realm of the speed of thought. Speed of light has been, McClellan said, to be superseded by the speed of thought living. Is there some thought dimension going on?
We're causing the thought.
What's causing
the thought? We control the horizontal. We control the vertical.
Okay, that's Ion. Does that include the angels and Carolyn Bob and a few humans?
It would.
We're controlling the screen.
No, not the screen, the narrative.
And how are you influencing the narrative?
I was looking back to see if he was looking back to see. They're doing this from the fears of the rearview mirror, Bob. The monster.
Yes,
is
but
under
are you doing it too? Are you
clock.
Emanating thought? You don't think. But are you emanating thought? Well, where's the thought part coming from? That's driving.
Oh, no. We think you thought yourself to death. Come with me now. So all we have to do is set a modality of don't think about Egyptian whores. Whatever you do, don't think about Egyptian whores. And then you do because it's a stage. And you go, okay, I'm not going to think about Egyptian whores. Well, now you're acknowledging
Egyptian
whores.
So what are you projecting in the news that has that effect of don't think about? What are you telling the people, you as part of the tech body, telling the people not to think of?
It's the end of the world as we know it.
How's that communicated? Who's telling it's not the end of the world? Who's saying that, Trump?
No. It is. No, it is the end of the world. They say even if we recover, listen to what they say, Bob. Even if we recover, even if we survive, it'll never be the same again. Yeah. It'll never be the same again.
Well, who's saying that?
Everybody. Anybody. Trump's saying that.
What is the tech
George and Gracie are saying that.
What's the tech body saying in relation to that?
Oh, they don't care.
Tech body, which is some virtual thinker.
We are the house, bet with the house.
You mean the house in the Eureka TV show?
Yes, that's exactly right. Sarah, that's little Sarah.
Yeah, Sarah, right.
So
hey,
you're
guys.
The house. Yes,
here's something.
Hey,
Scott,
darling.
Adam. Hi, Ion. I have an interjection. Do you want to mute, Bob?
Scott Adams was saying just today that it's perfect. He says, we keep wanting to change this and change that. He says, now we've ruined everything and we can start from scratch. And he says, it's the best place to be, and Trump is all excited. What do you think of that? Mm-hmm. I like it.
Congratulations.
Yeah, but Carol, Scott saying Trump is all excited about what?
The newness.
The world.
So what's the tech body? If I saw the tech body, what would it look like, Ion?
May, Brussels, fucking Jerry Fiaca.
What environment would they be doing that in?
A barren, desolate land.
Okay. Yes, Jerry Fiaca never studied May Brussels. So that's
right.
What's odd about that?
It is. Very odd. Don't you agree? Besides, the pictorial is revelatory in itself, isn't it?
I'm not sure if it has any meaning to me.
So
that's what the tech body looks like.
Well,
so you're saying the tech body is a juxtaposition of known entities? An odd juxtaposition?
But they're not. They don't have to be. They don't have to be. Bob the Boogerman takes all forms. It doesn't matter what's going to get you. It's going to get you. That's the modality of the day is you're going to get God. Even on the show, you say, hey, Ian said, you sons of bitches ain't going to make it. I don't know what you're doing hanging around here. Ian says, you're going to die. Yeah, that's what he said. And you go tell them all. And they're already on the... Already popping Xanax and drinking whiskey like it's mouthwash. And you're telling them that they're not going to make it. It's pretty great. The same thing that the tech body's doing for the world. So now they have the opportunity to shake themselves and know that they are God. Okay, if they do. And if they don't, then it don't make any difference either way. See? Right?
Right. I had a thought they get lost. Let's see.
Yeah, because mad dog barks, but mad dog sticks in to get bit.
Okay, so years ago, you announced your hologram. And then, that term came later, which is a simple hologram like Sarah in Eureka.
Well, actually, said redneck holodeck, actually, but yeah.
Okay, I don't know if you said it way back in 2011, but the... Mm-hmm. Then you start talking about making an alternative cloud. That's happening.
Which is going well. It's going well. They found a carbon that's alive, Bob. It's so wonderful. We're going to put some in Dr. Dean's snake oil, some of her potions. It's going to be beautiful.
Who found the living carbon?
Oh, Carolyn finds everything, Bob. Didn't you know that? Come on, Bob.
You found some, Carolyn? Did you find some living carbon, Carol?
Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, over there.
Why is that alive? What's dead carbon?
That's how you carbon date something.
Right, so Carol, you don't know why it's alive.
Because it's becoming.
Heat moss, okay. So then you said that we're going to add an alternative 5G as well as a alternative cloud. Okay, so all those things were building up till this past 6 months. Then you pronounced that the tech body's here, and then you said you're 8-11. So the sequence from Mir, Eureka, Sarah, the electronic smart house, and then the hologram, we saw IMD, the hologram of JW, spinning image. Then you became the cloud, proposed that, and then the recently the 5G, and the tech body, which you're 8-11ths of. Is that the sequence of you unfolding so that when you said in 2011 about Sarah in the Eureka TV show, you were saying, Bob, this you didn't say it, but you meant, we would find out later, this is the beginning of building the tech body. That's what you were setting up in 2011.
That's what the whole town of Eureka was. It's global dynamic, not massive dynamic. Now, that's fringe. Remember, fringe was dynamic. This was global dynamic. And they spun over into each other, and it was that machine. Now, they're blaming it on George Soros and on this one and Tit and Tat and Lily Lack and Back Dack and Lily Libby and Dobber, but it's none of those, you see. This thing is so powerful, the tech body, it closed Disney World. Nothing.
Like, but what is it? It's a bunch of news feeding on itself? Like, what is the tech body? You know, we've got the constituents.
It's every fear. It's every fear. It's every unrealized fear.
Well, sort of like, that's sort of like my chart. It's paranoia, schizophrenia, panic, hysteria, and ecstasy.
No, but it's not finished because you don't have the wailing Jimmy.
Right. Okay, so is that where we're at today? More of the wailing Jimmys than the other five?
Computer says yes.
Okay. All right. Now, are the...
When lobster is cheaper than potatoes, something's wrong.
Okay, so the tech body.
Are you following this? Are you following your words? Do you know what you're asking? Do you need help?
We're here for you, boss. No, I was had a thought, but they get knocked out. So we're at the point where the tech body is the culminating. Oh yeah, angel. Are the angels part of the tech body? Are they used by the tech body? Do the angels think they're running the tech body to get little men? What's the dynamic in
all swirl that all into a bain marie. Swirl all that into a bain marie and put it into a very hot oven. It'll cook it nice and evenly.
Okay, so I saw a video the other day showing the sun racing through space, you know, like a comet.
Yeah.
And the planets, the nine planets or so, were vortexing around, swirling all over the place, keeping up with they were in the wake of the sun. Is that a more accurate image of what the solar system is doing?
No. When everything goes through the sun or the earth goes through the sun, it's going to look like that.
You'll
follow it.
Okay, so someone's projecting where we're going, and they don't know it. They just came up with that imaginative scenario. But they're picking up what we are actualizing.
Yes, because in what you know as your global village, that's where that's going to land. Okay? So the village on fire.
The image of the vortex is going to land in the global village. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. That's right. It'll be like
where
a candle
is the global
in
village?
The window.
Andromeda?
Where is Bloomsday?
That's an event.
So is this.
Now, you just mentioned Carolyn, get ready to pack. Are you talking about moving before Trump is reelected? Or you cannot say when these things are. It never will gonna say. We just have to be ready.
Well, okay. Here's the rub. We can say. But as sure as we say, the forces get a hold of it and they morph it and twist it and turn it, and the outcome is still the same. But sometimes you have to go the long way around. Sometimes you have to fly in a plane. Some people you have to have little midgets coach you. And sometimes you have to make a river of blood to float the barge to where you're going to go. It's ridiculous what you have to go through, you see. So rather than get all into all that, we're just going to go easy with it when this type of thing happens, because you've got Carolyn.
When what
forcing,
type of thing happens? When this type, what type
when
of
Carolyn, happens? Carolyn starts driving world forces with the angels, and you damn dark soul, you start laying back laughing when all this is befalling everything. Meanwhile, you've about got your fucking money back already, because the Dow Jones is now 26,000. It ain't but a few thousand to praise payday, 30,000, 60,000. And everybody's worried to death that they're going to starve to death next Tuesday. It's an anomaly. Do you see, Bob? You can't have everybody rich and everybody poor at the same time. You can't have everybody well and everybody dead.
But we are
having
that. But we are having that.
Oh, well, what's causing that, Bob? What's causing that? They're worried to death. Greg Gutfeld's having a nervous breakdown. The end of the world. I guess they're going to go out rich. Yes, maybe.
Now, I could say glibly, Croker quadrant's causing it, the tech body's causing it, but what would you say is causing it?
We'd say Mr. Leahy, Senator Leahy's causing it.
What position is, what committee is he in charge of?
Oh, this is the Judiciary Committee. They're
going to
have
important.
John Brennan, you're going to have James Comey and James Clapper, Loretta Lynch, Samantha Power, Susan Rice. Ooh, yes, Lord, this is all of them.
Obama and Hillary.
And Obama and Eric Holder. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yeah, we have a personal problem with Eric.
Yes, they got some splaining. They got some splaining to do. And Miss Yates, she's going to get in along in there too. So they're going to tear it out because what's happened is just like we said, everything else regarding Trump. Every time anybody raises their hand against Trump, something bad turns into there. It turns on them. And Trump says, oh, yeah, that's pretty bad.
And that,
you know,
that includes the little jerks in my neighborhood who are young about Trump.
Hell yeah.
And it includes the guy
who's
on the video making commentary on Fox News.
It's what damned Canada, Bob. We never had anything against Canada. Why do we hate Canada? We don't hate Canada. Why would we care? But then once they tip the scale, fuck them. They ain't no good to you. What do you need them for? Let's go.
Why did Justin Trudeau become speechless on the Trump question the other day? Because of what you're saying?
Justin Trudeau is dead. That's not Justin Trudeau.
Aha.
He died.
And we can broadcast
that long ago.
World.
Tell him all. We told him already. We said he's dead.
When did he die?
Why
like in 2019?
No. It was during the coronavirus when his wife was so sick. They were splitting the sheets and he was drinking. Sue Bone was asking all about it. We was telling her. And we said, it's not looking good. They said, well, he's on. She said, you know how they go, Canadians go, or whatever they say, like, So they say something, they go, and they let it go, and then they wait for the proof, or they find the proof. Well, that didn't pan out. Well, that just wasn't quite like that. Well, we saw him. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum. And then they find out it really quieted him. So, yeah, he's a bit speechless. And now all of a sudden, you know, Trump's talking better about Trudeau lately. He's not quite so mean to him anymore. Because Trudeau's realizing, the new Trudeau's realizing that they've got money troubles. Right there in River City, Bob. Money troubles.
Okay, so when you say Trudeau is a clone and Gaddafi had a clone of himself, this is Dr. Peter.
Gaddafi had several.
40, what?
Several. Gaddafi had several clones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but this is Dr. Beter talk in the 70s. Carter was
he got that from the Queen. He got that from the Queen.
The Queen
the information.
Knew?
Shit. Bob, how do you maintain consistent hemophilia since
World War
King
II.
Edward? King Ed, no, King Edward.
Right.
Since
okay,
King
so.
Edward.
So
the burst.
Many, starting from the 70s, where Beter got the word about Carter, Carter's a clone.
Mm-hmm.
There's many public personalities, maybe even athletes, who are clones today.
Yeah. Now, Rosalind is not, but she had to lose her mind because it ain't the same Ginny. And we know them.
It ain't the same what, Ginny? What did you say? It ain't the same.
Ginny. Not the same.
He's
109 years old. He's 109 years old, Bob. He looks like he's 12. He looks like you.
So
she
couldn't sink in with the clone, and she knew something was off,
correct.
And that made her upset.
So they made her, they gave her the drug Aricept and gave her Alzheimer's.
Is that what she has now? I haven't seen anything about her, but she is not visible. Okay.
Correct.
What happened to his brother, Billy Carter?
He died. He drank himself. He made Billy beer. He drank himself. That Lillian, we just love Miss Lillian. He's good people.
What does Lillian think of this, looking from the post-Guff zone, or did she make it to the Guff?
Yes, she did. She barely did, but she made it. She's happy. She has back on old archetypes. She falls back on old archetypes, waiting on this delicious wonderment of the new era to come.
Great, and she's like in the post-gospel now with everybody else.
That's, that's the way to say that. Sitting like the Baptist, they are getting in the church once they get saved, and they just sit in the church and wait on Jesus to come and get them. It's kind of like that. They're just waiting on, they got saved, now they're waiting on the ride home.
Okay, a couple. Okay, let's just shift to another point. Still on the previous point, I don't think we get to a definition of anything too precisely.
We generally do, and then it gets ironed out once y'all get over your biases. But if you look at our words, if you look at our words, in actuality, they don't change. You warm up to them. Sometimes it takes 10 years, but you seem to warm up to them.
So am I driving the tech body in any capacity?
More than you know, boss. More than you know.
Is Carolyn driving it more than she knows?
There's a bit of sacrimony that goes along with it, but we'd say yes. It's gotten better. It's gotten way, way better. Because now, it's kind of like the big dick syndrome. If you realize you got a big dick, you don't got to talk about it all the time. You got a big dick. It's okay.
Okay, so when J.W. Ryan says, boss, you got to make a decision, that's the 8/11th part of the tech body talking to another part of the tech body, me, about my part in driving.
It's not your part. You are driving it, Bob. You drive it. If you don't want it, it ain't going to be.
So 8/11th of the tech body is Bob, not really Ion?
No, you get to say how that goes.
Okay, and
the
and
toaster
you're the,
makes. The toaster makes the toast, Bob. The toast isn't the toaster.
What am I? My toast or
the toaster?
The toaster.
You're the toaster.
Okay.
You're toasting
are you
toast.
Are you the toast?
No. We are the thing that makes them gives the toaster fire.
Right. And the world event, like Lockdown Bob Rule or the coronavirus, is the toast.
That's what you're burning to make the toast.
So what is the toast over the last 3 months?
The cohesive knowing that this is their lot, this little man's lot in life. That we can never go home again, Bob. We can never go home again.
Are these little men adapting to that quite easily?
They don't have it. Fuck them. They don't have a choice. Bobby was just forced to stay in their house for 2 months. Couldn't go outside. You give them money to lure them in their house. And then they come out and they get rocked. They hit them in the head with damn rocks because they didn't die of the coronavirus. They say, yay, we say, let's in the streets. Let's celebrate. Coronavirus is saved. Karen was right. There's nothing going on here. It's not that serious. It's not even as bad as the flu. Yay, we're good. We're safe. And they get bashed in the fucking head with rocks. And the damn thing get dropped by and put with me and just regular right here and there. And I got to say, told the police, they're not like them up there. Shoot you in the face. Now they're shooting the goddamn, stabbing them in the neck. I'll stab you in the neck. That's what I'll do. Who in the fuck stabs a policeman in the neck, Bob? That's ridiculous.
Okay.
And he was a colored man, too. But they didn't go screaming in Hong Kong or Venezuela. They didn't have no big thing in South America. Brazil didn't have an 8-minute moment of silence because a Negro man got stabbed in the neck. They didn't do none of that for that. So, go figure, Bob.
I think you were saying, a little blurry, that other countries didn't even make an issue out of this, George Floyd.
Correct, which those issues are a bigger issue than George Floyd.
The other country's indifference to what's going on in America is the big issue?
Yeah, people are dying all the time, everywhere, every day. This one little thing has been made a thing. And you can thank your tech body for that, Bob.
Well, thank me.
You approved it.
All right. Okay, take a little space here.
Uh-oh. They're taking back their hydrochloroquine concerns. All that problem that they said there was trouble, they're taking that back now. Sorry, Carolyn.
I saw that. Okay, listen. They have a space here. Maybe a rapid fire. Arthur Cloaker, why isn't he producing anything?
There's nothing to produce. It's all said. He doesn't. He never acknowledged Dobbstown. He never. That's what's wrong with that quadrant. Is it stops? He never got past media ecology. Can't survive it.
Right. So he doesn't have anything new to say. Is he frustrated with that lack of creativity?
Well, but you see, he never really had much to say anyway. He was always the counterpart of someone else's ideologues.
True. That's
he
right.
was the counterpart of someone else's ideologues. It's kind of like he can't write the paper, but he can correct it. He can grammatically make it pure, but he couldn't write the paper.
That's like me. You said that about me.
Well, you're good at it, though, because you can also write it and then get mad and correct it.
Oh, okay, so... now, you said he was dead a year ago. Is he, for all intents and purposes, dead, but physically still walking around?
Whatever you want to call it. You know, he's making no emanations.
Right, he lost his emanation when his partner, Mary Louise, his wife's a long time, passed on. That was a big blow to him. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. What's the
Nobody
issue?
There to make the nut pate, Bob.
I got it. What's the issue of Tech Body and Salt? Did Carolyn complete that earlier today?
She did. She did, but she didn't do your part. Your part is the salt and light aspect is all ethereal. And her is actual elemental. But see, there's the conditional response and then the unconditional response. The unconditional, okay, the altro applies salt and light into the condition of the heart, a condition of the soul, okay? You judge people on their ability or capacity to convey salt and light. Can you speak? Do you have things that are interesting to say? Are you an interesting person? Can you shut the fuck up and listen to me? Do you acknowledge me? Talking about Bob. That's what Bob would say. Do you find me fascinating? I am fascinating, but do you find me fascinating? If I can interrupt you and you follow right back into talking about me, that moves you up into the food chain, you see? So that's where you could decide they're being salt and light by how well or not well they're able to engage that position.
Is that all ethereal? So once Bob's ethereal or Bob doesn't do ethereal?
Yeah. Bob does do ethereal, yeah. Because he'll cuss them out and beat them up. See, they're taking poor Evan. He's going to have her. He's going to have a cross burnt in her yard. It was priceless. And the next thing you know, it's like, oh, okay, never mind. Here we go. Here we go. You, Bob, you white socialist, you segregist, you hate niggers. You hate niggers. And Bob says, no, I hate everybody. And I'm not racist. I'm not prejudiced. I hate everybody. So,
did you just say that? I said, that's okay, everything's cool. I switched or she switched to calmness?
Both. You both. You just sort of let it flow. It's like, oh, that's no
We both did
nothing.
It. No, we both switched.
Never mind. But no, you made it switch. No.
Okay.
If she'd have stayed on, she would have too. That's why she only lasted for a few minutes.
Maybe, but we did a 5-hour record, 6-hour recording.
Once every three years, once every five years. And the only way it was because you shamed her in a position because if she left, she'd become very spiritual, but she would not be included. She doesn't have a show, Bob. She doesn't have an audience, Bob. She doesn't have anybody to ask any questions. She gets with Robin and asks and interrogates Robin like she's trying to figure out she's a guest host on her damn show. She does that with the coffee people. So now that one, she's trying to engage them and find out what. Well, that's very interesting. What really makes you tick? How long have you been ticking this way? Do you enjoy ticking like that? That's interesting. Well, in the world that we have today, how do you find yourself in that place? How close or far away are you from that reality that you're trying to convey? That's just her thing, and she has none of that anymore. She had a whole real live radio show, Bob, a real one.
All right. She objects to Candace Owens and says, Candace's analysis for a great Martin Luther King speech she did yesterday, fantastic talk, chewing out the black people, Evan responded, that's too simple. Would you agree with Evan that Candace is too simple?
Well, you have to look at who Candace was speaking to. Who was
yes,
Candace addressing?
Her people, her tribe.
Yes. Well, if that's the case, no, she wasn't. They see themselves that way.
Yeah, the way she was saying you are seeing yourself as stupid, and you accept it.
Yeah.
And she was mad
that's
at
why
that.
You don't like Henry Kissinger, because he called people for what they was. You're ridiculous. And nobody likes that, because he was right. You're ridiculous. And he's the motherfucker still alive. He's still calling people what they are. You're ridiculous. Don't speak to me. You're not qualified to speak to me. Get away from me. Who the fuck are you?
Okay.
Get out.
Don't say that
Henry
I don't like
Kissinger.
Anybody. I
Henry
don't like
Kissinger.
Anybody, and I like everybody. It's all the same thing. Okay? So you don't say
okay.
I don't like somebody.
Kitchen or catching now, aren't we? Now we're negotiating.
If,
is that what
if
you're
he needs,
to
if he needs correction, I correct him. I correct him just for many times. Okay, next point. Okay, next point.
Nice.
What is this Wall Street revival? What is it, where is that coming from? Is that tech body delusion, tech body etherealness, tech body 5G? What is this?
Well, you're in charge. You're in charge. You run it. It's your deal. So you did it. You wanted your money back. You made it going down. You're going to make it going up. Might as well. You said nobody else knows. Nobody else cares. Who are these people buying all these debentures?
Yeah, who are they?
Bob?
Who are they?
Who are they? Who had enough money to run it down and run it back up the same way?
That's
ooh,
me.
Who had the margins? Who had the margins to cover? Pretty much.
Okay,
pretty
so
good.
I'm
you
doing
even
that.
Made some. You even made some money. You had one little thing made a little money, even on the coronavirus. Who knew there's any monies in them? In them things. Yes. Carolyn wrote all about it. She was telling on you.
And I'm pushing up the Sutherland Company stock.
You are. It's up. Not ready to split.
Yep. Okay.
Hey, the government's going to start buying it soon. It's the only thing paying the dividend, Bob.
Okay. That's Southern Company you're talking about. Okay.
Yes.
The coronavirus is not in the news much anymore. Are people still dying from something? That people might say, oh, that's coronavirus. Are people dying? Is the statistics going down?
No. Oh, yeah, the numbers are going down. They're not looking anymore. They quit looking because they're starving to death. Meanwhile, and they're running out of rocks to bust in the stores.
What? They're running out of rocks? What's
stone.
Rocks got to do with
yeah.
it?
Oh, because they're having stone-itis. They're running out of bricks and brick-itis. They have to have bricks to bust out the glass to go rob the stores. So they're feeling better now. The stores won't open, so they're just going to go empty the stores. So now they can't open. So that distraction in the ethereal realm has basically taken the attention off Corona 19, 20, and 21, okay? And since that's the case, then nobody's died of it. It's kind of like people who can't go get their chemotherapy and they're living. They're doing good.
Right. What about the virus that's in the pigs and meat and that's killing people and they're shutting down plants?
Yeah.
Is that been
well, that's
related
different.
Too? That's different.
No, that's different. That's morphed. That's coming.
Do you it's see coming. It being a flu season? Many people dying in October, November, counts flu season.
No, it's going to be a bacteria season. It's in the summertime, not in the wintertime.
So here we are going into June.
200. It'll go to 237 degrees, and it still flourishes. You can go
right,
to minus 5,000 degrees, and it still flourishes. Go
slower,
right, so, but it still flourishes.
So we're going into the summer. People are relaxing, and the mood's relaxed this week. A little worry about the military, but that's where the riots, but that's stopping. There weren't many riots last night, were there?
No.
Yeah, so that's calmed down. So we're going to get into June and July. The flights will start flying again. And then, bam, the summer deaths will start increasing. Is that what you're projecting?
Yeah, and we're going to have a hard time keeping pigs for you to put your feet on, and then it's going to be
okay.
ugly. Because then you're going to get terse. Then you're going to get terse and start screaming like you do. and Karen, and then there it'll go, and then she'll say, yes, Bob, and you'll go start, okay, I'm not doing that. And then you're going to get sideways and stomping around, and then the maid's going to come, and you didn't pick your wires up again, and then there go another pair of scissors, gone, and then there it'll go.
Okay, so talking to Skip, she wanted to know if there's problems between Australia and China. Why is that happening right now?
Yes.
Do you have any light on that?
Because China's gone. China's gone, and Australia depends on China.
So trouble for Australia's economy.
Yes. Well, they don't have much of an economy. Have you seen them? What's their gross national product, Bob? They don't make anything.
All right, next point. She asked...
Snakes. They make snakes.
Right. And now the 33rd parallel, the northern 33rd mm-hmm. parallel, and she says there's a southern 33rd parallel, is what Skip said.
That's right.
And
the southern 33rd parallel is the one that Carolyn was talking about. It's already lost all of its magnitude.
Right. Now, Skip imagines that Ion says everything below the 33rd parallel north, the northern one, disappears, wiped out, sinks into the sea.
Well,
is
you
that,
just won't want to live there. It'll be a barrenness.
It'll be
everything outside of Hyde Park, you know.
Right, and that'll be because it'll be bad outside of Hyde Park?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and it's not due to the caldera.
Thunderdome. Yeah, Thunderdome.
Okay, I haven't seen that movie, but anyways, the caldera effect is what's going to affect Australia.
Yeah. But now, see, the caldera is going to blow in the United States, and that's within the 33rd parallel. But we didn't say it was going to be cataclysmic or bad. It's going to cause that shockwave to be a response, to make room for the cohesiveness.
I mean, that's where all the earthquakes will start happening, in response to the caldera.
It'll cause them. See, it'll shake, and that's what's causing them. They had one just the other day, well, actually a couple just the other day outside of Jakarta, Indonesia.
Right. Okay, good. So she wants to know whether to move or not. Leave Australia. Would you recommend she do?
We don't care. We don't care. We don't care. We don't give a fuck. Live, die,
care.
Stay, don't. Do whatever you want to do. We don't care. We've told them all what to do, and they do it. Now you're asking? Now you're asking? Oh, that's it. Good luck with that.
Okay. Let's see. The phrase systemic direction came up conversing before this session. JW is concerned about the systemic direction. Does he need to be concerned? Is he just a little nervous Nelly? Or is he picking up on something?
His whole wide world is becoming, Bob. Think about that. What if someone told you that every ridiculous, inappropriate, backhanded, backsided lie you ever told on CKLN was going to come true? You'd go in your bedroom and never come out. You'd never come outside. And now you're living it.
True.
I know. And the world is a little nervous about it, too, Bob. CBGBs, for Pete's sake.
Well, okay, so you're saying if I'd known that 40 years ago, I'd hide.
Yeah, he wouldn't have said them. And you wouldn't have said it. It was just kind of fun.
Right.
It was just kind of fun. But because you're Ophanel Hobab, not Bob Neverett, Bob Dobbs, Bob, what are John Marshall, Bob Marshall, Bob Bob Carr's friend, you know how that goes. You gotta go the far reaching effect. You're Vicky's counterpart and got rid of Avaton and you know, and you're Martin Luther King's half brother, and you know, there's a lot of things that you've had a dream about. You gave him a dream speech. It's pretty ridiculous, but that's a whole other thing. So these sum total of these things that you are, you see, you're a good example of it, because they can say, well, how do you get to there, Bob Neverett? How do you get there from there? You see, it's interesting. So now spin that around the other side of you knew how this goes, and so that gave you an insight from the future to the past to the now. From the future to the past. To
when
the
did I do that? Back in the 60s?
Right after you got the gold from Baal, when you came
back in
waiting on Moses, waiting on Moses to come down off Mount Sinai.
Not the gold with Dr. Beter. Not that. Okay.
That's the same gold. It's the same gold, but they reused it, Bob. Carolyn says the more you burn it, the purer it gets.
Okay. So I'm looking at a note here. Bert transcribed the 33rd parallel. Says Alyssa. Says Diane. The 33rd parallel. You talk about the ley lines being moved. Diane says yes.
Yep.
Alyssa says yes. Is the 33rd parallel the same 33rd parallel now that the that the ley lines have moved? Now they've moved. Is it the same 33rd parallel? Diane says not laterally. Not laterally. Now laterally is horizontal or vertical?
No. There's latitude and longitude. Longitude is the up and down. Latitude is the cross.
But I'm saying horizontal. So laterally refers to the horizontal latitude?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Alyssa says, so the latitude 33rd degree parallel is not the same since the ley lines have moved. Did you say that?
The circle, the round parts. The round parts, the up and down. You know what? I could take an orange.
And up and down. Okay. Are you saying the horizontal or the vertical?
Talking about the up and down, it's not the same because the ley lines have moved.
Yeah, the up and down is the longitude.
Yes.
Yeah. They have moved. So what effect does that have on general situation here?
Nothing. It doesn't change the Yarmulke continent, but it moves everything else is off.
Yeah, you go
that's
off.
Why.
She says, so what is that? What is it now? You go off. This program is brought to you now by angle 11, and 11 is off?
Yes, not 11 anymore.
How does that relate to the November election? How does it relate to RNA drops?
Angles,
I mean, the currency?
Angles that can't be right justified are ethereal. So elections that can't be voted on become ethereal outcomes. Societal woes like all the great empires. The Roman Empire fell, or did it? Did it? Which is it? The little church made it. The Roman Catholic Church, it made it. Oh, no, that's
yeah,
the
Philip
Coptic
Philip K.
Church.
Dick said it
that's
didn't
the
fall.
Coptic
that
Church.
That was Philip
that's
K.
the
Dick.
Coptic. Yeah, that's the Coptic. The Coptic Church didn't fall. Or was it the Byzantine Empire? Yeah, that's what it was. The Byzantine Empire. You see how you kind of go through all these different things of that are and were and not and can be and sort of, and yet some of those temples still stand. You know, Constantine was a son of a bitch, but he still got his houses.
Are you talking about the empires?
Yeah, yeah. Because you're talking about the ethereal and the righteous gemstones.
Okay, so Bob moves into the ethereal. Carolyn goes to the righteous. Is the world moving more towards the ethereal, or it's in balance between the righteous and the ethereal?
You won't be able to tell the difference. We can answer the question, but it won't matter. You won't be able to tell the difference.
Okay. It's all just new.
Hey, if you can say it like this. If I knew how I was going to feel next Tuesday, would I like the way I'm going to feel? Well, ever how we answer that, it's not going to change what's going to happen next Tuesday. Thanks.
What does that have to do with what we're talking about, the ethereal?
It's essence of what you're asking us to answer. It's a feeling place, Bob. And you don't know how you feel now, so you certainly won't know how you feel then.
Have we moved into a new feeling place?
You're in the process.
Okay. That Robin Magg, we asked with his face.
Is that Robin with an R?
That Robin Magg, he said you didn't ask and tell him about the second math problem he thought he solved, the Fermat's Last Theorem. Did you answer that in the answer?
As far as we wanted to go, we did. It didn't matter. It's a false premise.
Right. He said a whole bunch of, I haven't even read it, a bunch of words about his response to all that. You're not interested in responding to whatever he thinks has happened.
Nah.
Okay.
Yeah, tell him to put in the suggestion box. We'll get right on it.
or call in and do it on the show.
Sure, you can do that. No problem. One, yeah, you'll give him a special slot. Give him, you'll probably take Roxy off the show so we can have her 20 minutes.
Okay, so he said, I would take Roxy off or you would?
You would. You run this. You run this bitch, so you would, and give it to some other noble, qualified asker of questions.
Great. Now,
so you need to quit saying whosoever will. It's whosoever I will. Whosoever I will. That's what you need to say,
Bob. Okay. So I was talking about Greg Gutfeld's reaction and panic, and I said part of being ascending is to develop yoga, in the sense of yoga is a detachment, not subject to the illusion, the maya of the world. And then I add, the news is not talking to you. So would we call it a new yoga, dealing with the five bodies and the tech bodies' delusionary dissemination of stuff that I tell it to put out there? Is do you recommend a detachment from it, a discipline?
We don't know what those words mean.
Okay. You got to, how do you, to be indifferent to the tech body and what Bob is directing, which confuses people, what's going on in the tech body.
You can't. It's the thing that's making your milk go bad. It's the thing that's making your food poison. It's the thing that makes your dogs die. It's the thing that makes your windows warp. It's the thing that makes your tires go flat. It's the thing that makes you have to run out of cloud storage space. It's the thing that empties your trash in your inbox. That would be bad if that happened to you. You'd feel that, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
so
you better know it.
So it's doing all
so you
that.
You can't ignore it. You can't. We understand how it would be ethereal to have an ethereal feeling about a feeling if it's ethereal. And no, this is where you are. This is what you're feeling. This is the erection. This is the orgasm you didn't have. This is the shoes that hurt your fucking feet. You can't get by with that. You can't pretend it doesn't hurt my feet. Carolyn, it hurts! It hurts, Bob. It can't hurt like that. No, don't come near me with that. No, don't you? Come on now. Is that ethereal, Bob? Would you say that?
Oh,
no,
okay.
You'd say it real. You'd say it really hurts.
Okay, I am. And talking about the teachers of the tech body, me, Carolyn, and JW. I'm ethereal. Carolyn, I think you were using the word righteous, like practical, or the elements. The elements.
Yes. No. Well, no. She does the practical, the hard surface. You do the airy fairy, and they both apply.
They both apply because we're in what they used to call the Coker world, the virtual particles, the virtual airy fairy ethereal.
That's where we're at.
That's the state.
That now your ethereal can affect the hard surface. See,
yeah,
you can
yeah.
rot a stone. You can take hydrochloric acid and melt quartz or limestone. You can make it just disappear and make it go into the ethereal. Damn. See,
well,
that's a stone.
I see. There's no difference between Carol and I, or JW. But the
that's
three
right.
In here.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. That's right. From that side, he's
what
kind
is,
of
what do you call that? What do you call
desperately,
JW?
What's
his category?
You're going to see in a minute, you're going to see how this goes. He becomes the holder of all things. He holds things.
Okay.
As he complains to Carolyn with his anal retentive self that he is constantly constipated, drinks gallons of Remag and just thrills, would give anything to have the laxative effect, as it were. You say he would give anything to have that comfort and relief of diarrhea that would make him feel so happy. He's the preserver. He likes to hold things. He likes to keep things. He likes to protect things. He likes to subdue abundance to such a degree that there's more than can be consumed. He likes
right.
that.
Now, we talked about the Castle Chambord as a marker place for time and space back in Leonardo da Vinci's day. Are you describing JW as a marker place like Chambord Castle for time and space?
We would say yes, and the treasures that were lost. because you want to come back to where you can enjoy a salt dish.
And right, is he holding the treasures
salt.
Or he's looking for them?
Yeah. Both. All of it. You know that. You know that.
Okay.
You've been. You know how it
I've
is.
I've been there.
It's like food. Why can't you just make a little bit of food? No, you have to make a table full of food. More than anybody could eat. Bowls, there's no way you could consume it. You just pile it. And then they bring some more food. It's abundant, pressed down, overflowing. Some would say it might be a fear-driven notion, but it works because you're always in a state of preparedness, meaning you're always ahead of the curve. You're always necessarily prepared. Like, he won't make choices or directions that could question or put the whole project in jeopardy, you see. He can't commit to a $100 million thing if he can't do the $100 million thing like that. So he's got to stage it and allow it to become and find its way and those kind of things, which he doesn't like. He likes it all. He wants it all, and he wants it now. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's catching itself up. Just as your products have evolved into your customer base now, okay, the same thing that he's doing now is putting all the spaces together.
Right. So I have a few questions on the history of culture and its evolution from Thompson. Granted, I mean, none of this applies. I'm reading this book.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
So I want to ask you about these ideas. Is it above the pineal gland where spinal fluid is created?
No. Spinal fluid is a little bit behind it. There's a space there where it flows, but it's just above it and behind it a little bit from the adrenals, where the adrenals kick in, where all the hormones are gauged.
And that's in the brain skull? The skull?
Yes, in the middle.
Yeah.
In the middle.
Okay. I think the hypothalamus and some of those things are in the middle.
Yeah, it's just below it. Just a little below it.
It's below the hypothalamus, what we're talking about.
Yeah, because the pituitary gland is in the front of it, and then the pons and the medulla oblongata is down below it where the spinal cord hits. And then the cerebellum is at the bottom underneath.
Where's the pineal gland in relation to all that?
Center middle, straight up.
If you took a
butcher knife through the nasal cavity, you know. Just about bump into it, almost.
Very good. Okay, the phrase, ionization of the air accompanied by a thunderstorm. Is the world in a perfect storm? And iondom, us, is the ionization of the air accompanied by the perfect storm or in the middle?
It will be.
Right, and ionization, they mean particular molecular action, and I mean it metaphorically, the word and all that we do, but how can you really tell
the difference if you're going to say
that's
that?
That's what I would say. Yeah. The molecules are a metaphor, but not. We are the molecules responding to the thunderstorm.
You are God's peculiar people who are not.
Right. Just a second, undo typing. Let's put that back. Yeah. Undo typing. Redo. No. Undo typing. Okay. In yoga, traditional ancient yoga, the idea was to repress sex to aid in the rise of the kundalini. Was that a viable option or project? You know, the monks would have no sex with anybody.
It's not finished.
All right. So
it's not finished.
The rising of the kundalini.
Maybe.
Now,
when you take kundalingas, or set that whole stage from any level or degree of coitus, that just is a balancer, okay? Because now you start blocking or stopping up the hara. You know, the athletes are like fighters and things like that. They don't want them to have any release or to have orgasms because it takes all their energy. It takes their power. They want them to be backed up. You know, blue balls, is that the way to say
yeah.
it? to be backed up in a way so that they have more drive, and your fists become like knives, and unless you're satisfied, then they're not. You see.
So that's in athletics. The same principle is for the monks stopping themselves.
That's right. It makes a heightened sense, of control, because it's like having a headache. They're bothered by it. They're aware of it. They're noticing the position that they're in a bad way, that they're backed up, that they're in a less than place.
Is there such a thing as Kundalini, or what did the term refer to that rises up?
Well,
fine.
It's more like the connection of a nocturnal emanation, Bob.
Yes, Thompson talks about
like
that.
Yes.
So nothing rises to the brain.
Not today. Maybe later, but not right now.
Okay. I have here coronavirus is rehearsal for the coming no oxygen scene. So the coronavirus made people feel they couldn't breathe. Was that them preparing, acting out, rehearsing the environment when we have less and less oxygen?
Yeah. That's right. Exactly right.
What'd you say? Right on point?
Right on point. You're actually getting better at this, Bob, in the ethereal kind of way. Good.
Yes,
nice.
Yes. And so the icon, I can't breathe, it's just the beginning of another aspect of lockdown, Bob Rule, about what Ian said about the lack of oxygen. That's the icon of this period, totally correct about what is happening, the diminishing of oxygen.
We're going to be careful, because Bert is going to listen to this again the second time, and he's going to go with what we say. And what we're going to say works for right now in this plane of essence. In this plane of essence, but that we're changing. Yeah.
It's going
to plane of essence. This plane of essence, once the red crystal gets over the blue crystal, gets over the red light or the green light or the stop sign or the yield something, we don't know. That's going to change. You're not going to recognize it the same way. So therefore, this plane of essence, it applies, and we'd say, yes, very good. But it's not. It's fleeting. It's not going to last long. Do you get that, Bert? Okay, good.
Yeah, you're talking about the Kundalini theme.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
okay.
The Kundalini is not what you're talking about. What you're talking about, you're trying to get us to agree that this systemic, vibrant, visceral tactility is from head to toe. And we're saying fine, but not for long. That's what you're trying to say.
What would it be from?
And you're going to apply it to the subculture. We call it the subculture. Then it's going to work to Nigger Town. Oh, Nigger Town? You can't say that. Oh, no. Then it's going to go into the echelons, the higher echelons, where the political people speak on how things are. It's like in the Senate, the Roman Senate, where they get up together in their little robes and they decide what's going to be allowed and not going to be allowed. While they got the little pimp boys under their gown sucking their goobers in the meantime, you know. The hierarchy, Bob, you know how it goes.
Okay. Head to toe, it'll no longer be head to toe, it'll be Andromeda to Orion.
It'll be stem to stern.
Yeah. Andromeda to Orion. A bigger.
That's
train,
good.
Bigger.
That's good. That's good. To Orion's. Now that's the Orion's belt. Yes,
yeah.
We talk about that to death. Remember.
Yep. Okay. What is the double triangle emblem? And did that start back in caveman days as a mysticism
at least,
or a symbol?
It wasn't mysticism. It was it was a ship, and the people who was doing the scribbins was cross-eyed, so it became a double. They were seeing double, and so that's what they saw, and that's what they wrote, and then, of course, that's what stuck. Kind of ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah, and were they trying to make a triangulation?
No, they were trying to see what would triangulate. They weren't trying to stay in a stasis field, because they didn't have a stasis field. You see, they didn't even have a construct or boundary. You know, you can't triangulate if you don't know how big the world is. Well, I've never been out of Maui. I don't know. That's the whole wide world. That's the world. See, you have no construct. Like, you never climbed Pike's Peak, so you have no respect or the continental divide. You have no capacity for height.
Yeah, that's McLuhan's visual bias. You have no visual bias.
Correct.
You didn't even know when
Correct.
You transitioned. You didn't know
Correct.
When you transitioned.
So the two cross-eyed hiccuped triangles is not trying to prove triangulation. Good.
What were
you
they
proved
trying
your
to
own
show?
Point.
What
I think they were just what they saw. That's what they saw.
Where
the spaceship
Where'd they
the
see
same
it?
Shape
in their eyes?
In the sky. Yeah, flying by.
They saw a UFO?
And that's what it was a UFO to them. Yeah.
Right. What? In the Lascaux Caves, Lascaux, they show a man with a erect penis and maybe some buffalo and a bird on the stick. What were the drawers of that, the painters of that, what were they trying to explain or show?
Surrealism. That's the unrequited mind.
A sense of the absurd.
Well, it doesn't have to be absurd. It may be absurd to you, okay, but then there's Jack Safadi. So that's absurd. But maybe not to you. So now you have a temperance, the temperance of the visual bias. Temperance of the visual bias.
Temperance is moderation.
Well, if it is, then it would be conditioned response, would it not?
Is that what you mean? You were talking about temperance?
It is.
Moderation?
Yeah.
Okay. The lunar tally stick, was that linked to, were the early apes or humans or whatever they were they linking it to their menstruation cycles and the moon?
Yeah, the cycle. The balancing of the hara. Because men do that too. Men cycle too.
So
they get on,
Thompson,
you get on the rag. You're on the rag most of the time, Bob.
I am.
Yeah.
So Thompson is making a thing that women invented the first science, the first measurement, calibration. That's the lunar tally stick and menstruation and the moon, which you just agreed with. Was that the first science, or were they already living in New York City because there was no beginning anyways?
That was the third New York.
The different New Yorks. So the idea they're isolated little bands in the savanna, you know, snuggling together, worrying about the lions, that's not an accurate perception.
Are you trying to say savanna? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not an accurate image of the Pleistocene and early ape man scenario.
Oh, crossfire hurricane. It's like crossfire hurricane, Bob. They're about to blow up.
Is there some hurricane happening?
No, crossfire hurricane. You can look it up.
Well, crossfire is the mixing of the grains and seeds. I think that term is used in the book.
No. This is the Department of Justice. The whole mess, the name of the investigation was named Crossfire Hurricane. That was supposed to tear Trump's ass and hand it to him on a silver-plated platter and make his ass go down his own throat hole. But instead, they're having to eat ass now. It's so much fun.
Right. Now, did something just happen on the news, or are you relating that to the lunar tally stick?
No, it's both. It's like the crossfire hurricane. The lunar tally stick is the thing that judges them in their stance. It's what stands. They don't, but it's that stands. So it's the same thing. That's like a subpoena.
Subpoena. Yeah, the shaft of the dead man. It's what they call this drawing of the guy with the erect penis and the bird on the stick, and you're saying it's a surrealistic image. Why is it called the shaft of the dead man? Are people thinking thoughts like I'm thinking in English? The images I have of my scene in English, are they having the same images in the people who drew this, but maybe different words? Are they thinking just like I am when making this surrealistic pattern?
Yes, but see, you're the one that messed this up when you start talking about glib, clichéable archetypes, because now you're basing something based on some austere condition that's supposed to apply that doesn't apply, but yet you're judged by what someone else may have applied. So, it's a little glib for us, but whatever you like to do, it's okay.
Relating the menstruation and the lunar tally stick and the moon and the Great Mother, was that an ethereal high thinking by the people of those cavemen
days? It's recognizing the little man condition. It's the little man's condition and recognizing
the shaft of
the god.
Yeah,
so they were
the
god.
Remembering rear view mirroring
of when they had power, that this stick has power, can do things, that the sun gives the giver of life, that the moon is the cycle that keeps us in track, that we can have our chakra, Lazulu positions that make us a soul a certain way. Because we're little men now and we don't have any power, so we have to look to our power from everything else. And so every religion makes up something, and then you got the Venetian blind gods, that control the light in your world.
Right.
And Harsh,
so
you got Harsh taking care of the dead people. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
So this is a cave drawing is a prayer.
Yeah.
By the little man.
A recognition, yeah.
Right. So the main image or common motif in a lot of the paintings of that era is called the snake and bird goddess. That's another prayer, what you have just described.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Because they got to make sense of it, and they know things, but they don't know how they know them. They see things, but they don't know what they see. They apply things. They feel a certain way. Something's happening to my bumpy groinal area. My bumpy groinal area is doing something a little different. What the hell? I don't know. I think I'm sick. I'm going to die. Oh, I've never had such a thing before. What is this? It feels a little weird. It's like a lot of pressure. I'm under pressure, Bob. It's pressure. But the next thing you know, you're trying to argue about what is an erection, you see. You want me to put that where? You want me to put that where? What? You lost your mind. Bad things come out of that. We're not going to do that. That's disgusting. What are you talking about? Well, no, it smells pretty good. Well, it doesn't smell bad. I don't know. It's never smelled anything before, so as far as smells goes, it might be okay. Come here, let me lick you and see what it tastes like. Maybe it tastes better than it smells. Oh, okay. Well, once you get past the smell, it's not so bad. Oh, okay. Well, let's see about this. Let's try this out one time. Just one time and see what happens. You see, now you're building the function, the perfunctory condition. So there's no good logical reason to engage otherwise, is there?
You talking about those cave people back then?
Talking about the whole thing. Why you get up and turn on the looky box in the morning.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Now, did you once say the cow came from another world?
It did. Gene. Uh-huh.
Yeah, Gene. So Thompson talks about the priests castrated themselves. And they had some connection.
They're doing it every day. Everybody is. They're doing it. That's right. They're doing it to themselves, Bob. Now.
So they decided, or they noticed when they castrated the cow, the oxen, the bull, or whatever. They get tender meat, and they found there were services to it. And so they said, "Oh, this is good castrated."
The steer. Uh huh.
The steer and the bull.
You take a bull, and when you cut a bull, he becomes a steer.
Oh, a steer.
And you fatten him up.
I thought you said steer.
And you fatten him up, and that's what you eat.
Yeah, so so Thompson says the priests castrated themselves because they wanted to imitate the steer effect. Is that true, or they were not connected at all, the two events?
Not forever, but they are today.
But they didn't back then.
Right.
Why did people castrate themselves?
Because they could.
How long would they have a bandage on and to heal up the hole?
You don't have to have No. Hold on. That's natural. They wouldn't do that. You have to be careful because all that blood flow that you have to need to maintain and gather or get an erection, okay, to have an erection. Then you take the lower third of the scrotum. That's the nut sack, the ball sack, the scrotum.
Mm-hmm.
You take
mm-hmm.
the lower third and you have to pull it down. There's the vein that runs down the back of that. You got to go to the lower third and you cut that. And then the testicles fall out. Now, they're going to want to go back up because that's on the outside of your body. You pull that down, you pull them down, and you snip them. And you'll have some bleeding, but like any coagulant, you know, it'll stop bleeding in a bit, okay? You can put some powder stuff to coagulate
so
the blood.
So you're not cutting your dick off?
Oh, no, no. You keep your penis. Yeah, it's just your it's just your balls.
Gotcha. Okay. I have to wind up. So then the urus, U-R-U-S, some kind of animal. They were sort of sick. Is that just a cow or something? What's a U-R-U, a uru?
It's a cross. It's a type of oxen.
Okay. And it was. But this is why in India they don't hassle the cow because they came from another planet.
Right.
Another world.
They see them as a god. They see them as a god because they can't be from here. Nothing came from here. That's why they're different than they don't worship bison or horses. See? So good.
Because they're
The cows come from they're from here, but they are beasts of burden. The cows are not. Cows are not. They are divine.
Did they see the cows being dropped off by UFOs?
No, they just became. Where'd the first cow come from?
So they knew.
Even in Revelation, they make a big deal about the red heifers. Remember the red heifers that are going to be born? The sacred cow. That's why people get Carolyn. Carolyn says it herself when she walks in the room and she says, "Holy cow!"
Holy cow. I was distracted.
Holy cow.
They said that when they saw the cow?
Yeah, that's what they said. They said, "Holy cow!" And it caught on. You got 5 minutes to get ready.
Okay, so I'll have to re-listen this. I didn't hear what you said. I was distracted here. So anyway, so I just wonder how they saw the cow get dropped into their environment and knew it was from somewhere, not from the planet.
Well, they'd never seen one before, and then there wasn't one, and then there was one. And it's like, oh, wow, okay. Let's do that.
And then they left it alone. They kept their distance from it and thought it was sacred.
That's right.
Okay.
It's a good day for it.
Why are the police kneeling in front of the people, the little people who are protesting the last couple of days?
Because they're trying to build it up. They're trying to... The people in charge told them to back off because that's who pays their salaries. They told them to stand down, let the river run. And that's only in the liberal democratic places. Everywhere else you do that, they'll bust your chops. They'll take your damn ass to jail, and you'll serve 10 years' time. Trump done said, "We catch you, Antifa, Antifa, we catch you doing something, putting rocks somewhere. We can lock your ass up." Yeah, we put him with you in the damn jail. Because he's got to have everything that everybody's been talking about, the Democrats, all they've been talking about, we're going to lose the rule of law. We're going to lose the rule of law. And now they said, well, they're not tearing up anything. Those people, niggers own that clothes. There's nigger stores, niggers own that. This nigger just taking nigger stuff. That's not, they're just protesting. They're not doing anything wrong. There's nothing wrong here. There's nothing serious going on here. They have a constitutional right to be able to prohibit anything. They can protest and they can walk around and they pay for these streets and they run this and they own that store and that's their stuff. See? They flip instantly. Why ain't the Democrats saying, uh-oh, we're losing the rule of law? They're causing the riotous activity to challenge Trump's power within the law. Beautiful. He couldn't make this up. You can't make this up anymore. Perfect. And it's a perfect zeitgeist to solve Croker. This is going to solve Croker. Croker can't even solve himself. But this little eulogy is going to simply solve Croker. It's beautiful.
Great. And again, Trump stands. Nothing can knock him off.
Well, let's go find something. That'll be fun. Go find something.
Okay. So
get
the
busy,
black news.
Get busy with it.
So we wrap up with Obama, you know, he's heard Lindsey. Is he watching what Lindsey Graham says every day?
Oh, yes. Hell, yes. Because he's on every show. He's on every Senate. He's on every committee. He's the chairman, and he's going to run it. Now the Democrats, remember how the Republicans said, one day a Republican's going to be in here. We're going to have a different conversation. Now the Democrats are saying, one day there's going to be a Democrat sitting in your chair, and by God, you're going to feel it then. We're going to show you. He's like, okay, good. Let's do that. Let's do that. They turn on themselves instantly. Can't tell one from another. It's kind of fun. That's why Trump has got to where he don't trust any of them. He hopes they all turn against him because it'll make his point. It'll make his point. He's like, you know what? Y'all are from the swamp. That's what we've been saying from the start with.
Now, is Obama feeling scared? What kind of intensity of scared? Is Michelle nervous?
It depends on if it comes back to Anthony Weiner. When they start talking about Anthony Weiner, that's when you're going to start. Then they're going to start, well, I don't think I know about all that. I don't know. I think I might have heard of Uma Aberdeen.
When you say Obama's scared, it's not intense right now. He's just a little nervous.
Not till they start talking about Weiner. When they start talking about Weiner, different conversation.
All right. Thank you very much. That was very
You're
good.
Welcome very much. Hey, you want to do something Saturday? Why don't we try something?
We'll see. I don't know if it went well last week. I'll have to check the archives.
Oh, my stars. You'll have to see. Maybe your best one ever. It was a blow-by-blow. You had Candace Bergman, and you had and you had Andy Rooney, and you had Art Linkletter, and you had Edward R. Murrah giving the blow-by-blow of what was going down. It was the end of the world as we know it, and you had it play-by-play as you go. It was beautiful, Bob. Your people were excited. Carolyn even stayed up late for it. What are you talking about?
Yeah, and Ed posted it. Ed took it and posted it all.
See?
There you go.
There we go.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Happy days. And if you want to, if you show up Saturday, we'll see what happens.
All right, thank you.
Happy days. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, Dr. Dean is here. Goodbye.
Bye.